Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The financial problems of government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits are getting far more coverage today than when I started exposing them years ago. The news is dire. The city of East Lansing, for instance, unsuccessfully attempted to institute an income tax in order to help cover paying for these prior year expenses. The city of Lansing disclosed that the present value of its unfunded liabilities is at least $650 million. The acknowledged unfunded liabilities may well push many governments into insolvency or even bankruptcy. Unfortunately, the truth is even worse than what is being reported. I can just about guarantee you that whatever figures are reported as the present value of these government unfunded liabilities, the real amounts will be far higher. How much higher? Here's one example. The state of California claims that the unfunded liabilities for its pension programs, not including retiree health care benefits, total less than $300 billion. Yet a year ago, Stanford University's Institute for Economic Policy Research calculated that the true unfunded pension figure was almost $1 trillion. That is more than triple what the government claims. So, how does this underreporting of unfunded liabilities happen? The number one reason is the assumption about average long-term investment returns on pension plan assets. Almost all of these plans try to minimize what they report for unfunded liabilities by using a rate of investment return that is double, triple, or even higher above what was actually earned over the past decade. The state of California is using a 7.5% return, even though a high percentage of its assets are held in U.S. Treasury debt, paying about one-third of that rate. In the end, governments are going to stick it to taxpayers through higher taxes, rampant inflation of the money supply, and aggressive borrowing. As you make your own personal financial plans, assume that the financial crises impacting federal, state, county, and local governments and government school districts will be much worse than what you are being told. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.